Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. As we move beyond middle age, it's not just our bodies that require more frequent exercise. As Kay Anderson Hanley, assistant professor of psychology at Union College, explains, adding a thinking component to exercise can help keep your brain in shape as well.
Baby boomers are retiring, and longevity has increased around the world. The surging older adult population has heightened concern about the encroaching dementia epidemic. While cognitive decline is not a given of aging, 2 in 10 persons over the age of 80 will be diagnosed with dementia. In the next few decades, cases will double to reach 100 million cases worldwide. Dementia of the Alzheimer's type slowly robs a person of intellectual function and independence, leading to memory loss, safety and behavioral concerns, and ultimately death. The toll on caregivers is extreme, and the cost of providing safe and humane care is daunting. Research shows that exercise may prevent or delay dementia and improve cognitive functioning in normal aging. Yet only 7% of those over age 75 report regular exercise. My exercise science colleague, Dr. Paul Arciero, and I conducted a clinical trial investigating the effects of exercise on a cybercycle, a virtual reality-enhanced stationary bike. 63 older adults completed 3 months of exercise. Half rode a traditional stationary bike and half rode a cybercycle next to competitive avatars along a virtual bike path beside an ocean or through a forest. We conducted neuropsychological evaluations of executive function, which is important in multitasking and decision making. We found that cybercycling yielded greater cognitive benefit than a similar dose of traditional exercise and reduced progression to mild cognitive impairment by 23%. The implication of our recently published cybercycle study is that older adults who choose exergaming, where mental and physical exercise are interactive, may garner added cognitive benefit and perhaps prevent decline, all for the same effort of traditional exercise. This could make exercise more appealing to older adults and help stave off debilitating conditions such as dementia.
That was Kay Anderson Hanley of Union College.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.